you read this, Brandon?
This one?
Yes.
We're back from recess. And our next issue for regular session is variance for Thunder Ridge Estates. Who's going to chat with us today? Bob!
Or why don't we go back?
I'll have you.
Give me just a moment, guys. Go ahead, sir.
What prompted this is I received a plat for Thunder Ridge Estates, Phase 2, and should have hooked up a copy of that. So it's not full size, but basically, Phase 2 looks like it's a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lots. And upon receiving the plat, Randy Hayes and I went out and inspected the road. And basically what we found is the roads in this second phase have already been constructed. They were constructed by a previous developer. The subdivision was foreclosed upon by the bank, and you've now got a new developer. And basically, the roads were initially developed prior to the adoption of the Taney County Road Standards. The Taney County Road Standards were adopted in 2009, and
that would be the last ones. There were no standards prior to that, really?
Well, I don't know what standards they had prior, but in 2009 they adopted the current standards that we have today.
Right, but there were some standards prior to 2009, which would have been relevant for the time, is that right?
It would have been relevant for the previous, yeah.
Okay.
And those standards were actually found in the Development Guidance Code. And then in 2009, the standalone set of road standards was adopted. Prior to 2009, there wasn't a great deal that spoke to the actual construction of the road itself. There was quite a bit as far as describing the right-of-way width and things of that nature, but there wasn't as much, it wasn't as explicit as the current road standards are about how the roadways are constructed. Essentially, the current road standards call for a 31-foot road width as measured from top of curb to top of curb. I don't recall may know more than I do, and Randy as well. And Randy's got a copy of it here, but I know right now it's 28 or so.
Yeah, it's about 28, but it doesn't meet the standards as far as back of curb to back of curb width, what's required for a curb and gutter street. Also, the design of the curb is a flat curb design, which doesn't meet our road standards, which we've got a detail on the road standards, and I think you should have a copy there. The other thing is possibly the thickness of the asphalt. All of these streets currently within the subdivision, the old part and even the new phase two plat, lack the wear surface, the last 2 inches of asphalt surface on these streets. So they don't come up to the concrete of the curb yet. They have the black base portion of it in there, but not
so
the
your
surface.
Curb, right where your curb goes, it's about a 2-inch gap
about
before it gets down to the asphalt and what you call your finished product.
Right.
I'm trying to think of the subdivision that was on Reinhardt Road that we that had the same situation. We couldn't park. Finally ended up having to go out there and post no parking except on one side of the road signs, and then we run into a problem with.
Randy, which subdivision was that?
That would have been Savannah Place.
Savannah Place.
But now them streets, they did have a lot of those basically completed, but some of those had some drainage issues and whatnot related with those. But this particular road was built before the actual phase two plat was ever created, this little portion of road. It's not very long. It just covers that portion of lots as far as the Thunder Ridge. The others was all in part of phase one. Why they built that section, I don't know.
This aerial may be the easiest way to view it. The phase two area, it's a pretty small area. It's basically just this area right through here. So they're really just looking at planning.
Is it the six lots?
Yeah, I believe it's five.
Yeah, it's just that.
Is it administrative instead of going before the board?
It is. And so it's just an administrative process, but they can't meet the current road standards, and that's the reason for the road variance on this one.
But the road and curbing is already there?
Yes.
And
well,
utilities are
with the exception of the final coat of asphalt.
Right. I mean, the curbs are in place. There's drainage in place. Utilities are there. It's working all except the finished coat of asphalt, and that section would work. Now, any other phase in this, of course, they already know about the road standards, so it should be built to that. This section, of course, I can't change from this, and I'm not allowed to approve anything other than what's in here.
When you say the utilities are there, is this part of the sewer district's Bee Creek project? Do they go down the roads?
No, I'm not sure if you could answer that question. I'm not sure if that part of the
goes
Bee
down
Creek,
right down the middle of the road, so you can take off both sides.
Let's see here. I don't think it goes in the main road.
I don't think it does it? That's what I was thinking. I think it's
all on.
And then the phase three, which we're asked for a variance on that, down there, everything's in the storm sewer, the utilities, everything's already in down there. In that section, there's 14 lots down there that we were going to go ahead and put the road and everything in down there, but everything storm drain is already in down there. At some point, we're going to do it this time to ask for a variance down there. We understand that the emergency vehicles, you know, need room to get by. However, down there, there's just one side of the lots. There's just one side of the road.
The lots are all on one side
correct.
In the third phase. Yes. But right now, we're trying to figure out what we can do here. I tell you what we run into in different developments, and Randy can visit with these about these also, but what we run into is when there's extension of subdivisions, phases 2, 3, 4, whatever, concrete trucks, type of building, construction trucks, they pretty well do a road in. I mean, you have a busted up, we had to run into that in Spring Meadows, remember Randy, whenever,
yeah.
And we actually sent word to them to find them a different access point. I don't know that you could even do that the way you've got this laid out.
Technically, this subdivision, I think, is supposed to tie in the Deer Run, Caruso subdivision. His roads are already in at the old standards for, you know.
Phase three is a portion that was platted.
Is phase three the area that this original approval is like?
Yeah. Okay. This and then this right here.
Okay. Those
yeah.
Both.
Yeah. Was the roads is already in here.
Okay.
Which you remember these were already zoned for multifamily and we backed them down.
Yeah.
And then I think we're going to back all these down to single family.
Okay. But phase three will be drawing this and that. Okay.
So we're probably talking 500, 600.
You just said that.
I don't know what the dimensions are.
Phase two.
It's not a very.
Is all.
It's not a very.
It's already zoned right now for.
For
duplexes.
Well, it's pre. They already approved it for duplexes, and we're backing them down to single family. The 5 lots.
Yeah, the original Division 3 permit, like he's saying, allowed for duplexes in a portion of the development. And
so they could go in right now and build duplexes and not even be talking to us about phase 2? Is that correct?
The problem is they really couldn't plat it. Because
so it's not been platted?
We could do condos, right?
Yes, they could do condominiums and not have to seek a road variance because on condominiums... we don't require. Basically, the roads are looked upon as common space.
So we're just trying to back those down to single family. And what Randy's saying, correct me if I'm wrong, that we need to put the two inches of asphalt on that and widen the roads 3 foot, right?
This here, it would take quite a bit of work to make it meet the road standard, just second phase. One thing is the width, finishing the road, and then the curb is totally wrong design to meet a road standard, so you'd have to take the curb out and redo that and get the required width.
On one side or both sides? You'd have to do
both sides. The curb on both sides doesn't meet the standard, so they could take the curb out.
But it met the old standard.
And widen the road without taking the asphalt, just finish the and get the correct thickness of the asphalt in there, put the curbs back in if they can make all that work. And they've got the right of way, the right of way is platted for that, they've got the correct right of way width. How much that's going to cost, I don't know.
But the utilities and everything's already in that, I mean, they're already in the ground there. So we'd have to move the utilities back.
I mean, the road's already built.
The road's already there.
It'd be
already
silly.
Built.
It'd be silly to make them. In my opinion, it'd be counterproductive to make them tear it out. Well, my assumption is they probably wouldn't even do it. They'd just walk away from the project.
It wouldn't be beneficial. I mean,
what's there is fairly good shape. I mean, the curbs are, if the finished asphalt was put there, the curbs would, the flat curb itself would even work. It's fairly flat there. That would work. Right now, without that finished asphalt, I mean, curbs can't work. They're not, water can't jump up 2 inches and get in the gutter like they're designed. It just doesn't work.
However, these are on top of the ridge up there. I mean, I don't know if you'd have much drainage there, but what our plan was to take, get these platted. The actual phase one, there is some places in there that needs to be fixed. this, and the HOA was stagnant for since 2006 as well. So we brought it up to standard. We were going to take, you know, and fix the roads, see the HOA, and then at some point, you know, top coat that, depending on how many, you know, if we're going to have to do the same thing to phase three down there, if we're going to have to widen the roads. But
and I guess that's one thing we should clarify too, if this is a request for a variance for the roads in phase two, like the existing roads, right, or if it's...
If we can get phase three, we plan on building that out, but with all the utilities and everything already in phase three, and the lots are just on one side of the road, you know, we would entail have to dig up or move the utilities back however far, and at that point, the way that the lots lay, I don't think there's enough room to build back there, and we would just leave that common area. Taney County Water District 3, I think their master plan was actually to tie the water into Caruso's subdivision there, and they said that's a big factor, and we actually have four lots coming off of his subdivision over there that's in phase three as well. So I guess what we're asking is for the variance for those six lots and a variance for the roads in phase three. Bob has a plat that's already, I guess you'd call pre-platted over there past those two duplexes for 11 duplex lots. And we were actually just going to back those down to single family units there as well.
They have come through and they did seek and were approved through the Board of Adjustment for a series of setback variances. And then as a part of that, they also approved a right-of-way width variance. My understanding is that it's this section, right?
I can't see what you're pointing to, Bob.
Yeah. Give you this, and he's got a full size version as well, but it may be easier to see. But it's my understanding, one of the adjustments right away with variance, basically in this area of gray, and on the aerial photo, you can really see the southern portion of that.
Which is phase three.
Yeah, and that would fall within phase three. That the Board of Adjustment granted were all setback variances for future structures. And so none of those actually dealt with the roadways themselves or anything. It was,
and that was kind of due to the fact that the existing homes in there were inside the setbacks, the ones that was already built in.
You've got.
But you mean built within the setback?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sorry, Danny, go ahead.
So you've got a variance for 30 foot right away?
On one, that one stretch.
No.
Well, how can I give a variance for 31 feet if road standard's 31? Or 30 feet if road
standard's 32, isn't it?
What?
Isn't the road standard 32?
They said it's 31
foot. 31 foot back of curb to back of curb. I don't know where they granted the. Was it on this?
And yeah, so it's right here.
I don't know how
they
did that.
That's
a good question. If they've already done that, why are they balking and doing it somewhere else with them? The same subdivision. Bob?
At the time. And the right-of-way does appear both in the road standards, but it also appears in the subdivision regs as well. And they basically granted a right-of-way variance from that portion of the subdivision regs, but it does directly impact this as well. But then Cotty felt that they couldn't grant a variance specifically from the road standards.
They just did. They've changed it from a 50-foot right-of-way to a 30-foot right-of-way.
When was that done, do you know?
November of last year.
And is it Frank's opinion that they can't do that?
I didn't run that by him.
But is that not what we're requesting to happen today through the commission because P&Z doesn't want to make that decision, or does it feel they could?
Not
or Frank doesn't
be away.
Yeah, really on this, it was really Frank that felt that, in my understanding about this variance.
I guess is they made that decision before Frank weighed in.
Yes. And basically on this, Frank feels that since it's a variance from the road width requirements, he just felt that they couldn't grant it, basically, that they didn't have that authority.
But they already have.
I would think the right-of-way would play because you're right there.
Yeah.
But they shortened the right-of-way to where you can't.
Where you can't meet the. Yeah.
Is that on this other, this part too, or just?
No, just strictly this area.
So the rest of this can be built to the road standards.
Yes, nothing's been granted.
Is that right there? Is that where that dark highlighted? That was part of it too. Up there, that would include these.
Now, I don't. My
these were setback variances, wasn't it?
Well, and my understanding on these was that he was showing the sewer line easements, even though he showed both in gray, which was a little bit confusing. But he's got them marked as sewer line easements.
If you have
them. Anyway.
Where is your, if you got, the main reason that they have a 50-foot easement is for, even with curb and guttering, is for utilities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if those utilities are in place, then they should have had a 50-foot easement with those set to one side or the other, or right down the middle of the street. We've run into that on Hickory Street up here, other issues. My problem is with trying to grant you a variance is the fact that every other person that has had to abide by our rules and regulations. Now, the fact that BOA, and that's who had to do this, has granted this, I don't see that we have anything to do with it. We can't turn over their decision. That has to go to circuit court for that decision to be turned over. That's your three options, P&Z, BOA, and circuit court. This brought a new light on this issue here, Ron, to me.
Well, Bob, help me out. We have legal counsel that's saying, apparently, that the discussion regarding the roads, because they're in fact set by the county commission, is the county commission that you need to go to. In a nutshell, it's not P&Z, it's not BOA.
And
is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
And at the time that I got this decision, at that time, I thought we were just going to be looking potentially at a variance strictly on phase two, basically, because that's the plat that had been submitted.
And if we can get that, I mean, that's if that's all we need right now, that's fine. I mean, you know, the phase down there where the utilities are already in, I mean, if we could go with the current road that's in there, we would probably
build it out. If we didn't, we'd probably just leave it as common area because it wouldn't be beneficial.
What my question to you is somebody, whether it be you, and I suppose it was because November, how long have you owned the property?
Well, Seven Hills owned it since last May. And we came and we did our homework. I mean, we met with Randy and Bob and the Branson City. I mean, we did our due diligence. And our understanding at the time is, you know, we don't want another road in the county. Or, you know, we don't want roads. And so that's why we took the subdivision down. But it's, you know, it just seemed that. And that's why we came and asked for a variance, because when we started building, we stopped because we noticed that the previous houses was inside the setback. So we came to P&Z and we went ahead and built on a couple more lots in there, and we got the variance, and then...
That's when you were granted the variance.
Correct.
Because for you to go to BOA, somebody had to turn you down. Somebody had to say you cannot... Somebody said you cannot do this because that's the only way, either P&Z or administratively, Bob Ashley had to turn you down.
I don't remember, to be honest. I don't
that's the only way you get to BOA. You have to go through the process. It has to be P&Z, BOA, or Circuit Court.
We just went to P&Z.
Well, and his went through as a variance request instead of an appeal.
And that goes straight through to BOA?
To BOA, yeah. And what the deal was is they basically found that they couldn't, it was predominantly that they couldn't meet the setback requirements.
Because of the lots.
Because of the existing lot sizes. And so they asked for and were granted a number of setback variances, and they were really specific. They granted... specific variants for specific lots where there was actually a chart where they said, well, we're going to grant a variance of this many feet for this specific lot. Then essentially, I don't remember the time frame, probably June or so, May or June, is when the phase two.
Yeah, we came to plat that, and that's when Bob kind of pulled up the red flag on these five lots. So we haven't been correct, is that right?
Yeah, that's...
This is pretty difficult because what we have here is we have a surveyor that does a lot of work for the county that's doing the surveying, that has platted a 30-foot road width when he knows good and well that that's not right. And I can see them granting a 20-foot, if you had more than a 20-foot right-of-way width for a variance on the right-of-way, but if when it cuts down to the point where it leaves just a 30-foot road into a subdivision, I don't know. I'm going to have a hard time making that decision, and it's strictly because I want to treat everybody fair. I don't want to, but I don't see how what they did is fair.
What's BOA? I apologize.
That's Board of Adjustment.
Okay.
That's made up of a five-member board. The Planning and Zoning is 11. Is it 11?
Nine.
I put you in an awful position to try to get this done, but I think...
And that's kind of where we're at on this deal. I mean, we bought it. Like I said, I mean, we've done our due diligence before we bought this piece of property. And, you know, I mean, we've built five homes in there, and we've got two more under construction. And I mean, we felt like we'd done our due diligence in this. And you know, really, you know, back in the what's ever plat we want to back those down to single family housing. I mean, we could go build a condo style duplex there and leave it as is, but we just thought it would be better for the area if we didn't, I mean, if we could build single family houses, you know, and being that everything's already there, I mean, it kind of caught us off guard, you know, with this deal. I mean,
I'm wondering how everything's there with a, as far back as I can remember on subdivisions, it's been 50 foot. And that's what you show here on the entrance and everything else is 50 foot. How did the construction of the sewer line, the water line, Water District Number 3, all those, how did they approve? Don't you have to kind of, don't they have to get some kind of approval on where that goes? I mean, where your water lines, and they got to be 10 foot. We had this very discussion this morning. Water lines have to be 10 foot from sewer lines. Sewer lines has a 10 foot easement, so does water lines. That's 30 feet. If that lays within your existing roadway, well, then you've got your road easement covering it up. That's fine. But if it lays outside that, that's maybe where you had to go get a variance because they won't let you have a setback on your easement.
I think the main purpose, Mr. Danny, for the 30-foot road variance was because the back of this subdivision on that Sunrise Villa Road, when they blasted it out, it's actually, I mean, there's only, I think, 60 foot from the curb to the back of that, to the back of where they blasted the big rock wall back there. And so that was the whole purpose to get that right away variance was because to scoop the houses or the duplexes up a little bit closer to the street. That was our whole purpose to get that.
To get the setback variance instead of the other. And they didn't take care of the other when they should have right then.
Right. That's exactly right. And that's why we're
that's what I think. I think they should have took care of it right whenever they set the variance on the setbacks.
Well, they didn't, so here it is in front of us.
Well, here's my point, and I respect this gentleman. He's said that they went through everything that they were supposed to go through, did their due diligence, all that. But the fact of it is that if we change this for him on a variance, every other thing, we have lots at Power Site that have 20-foot road easements through them. But for those people to build, they have to buy four lots. You know, and so those kind of situations is what I don't want to get into is the next person that comes along and has a problem says, well, you did it for so-and-so out here.
I don't know if that's the same.
But the road already built, I mean, I can't.
You inherited it, I know that.
I mean, we're just trying to help clean it up, and, you know, I mean, it's a good market. We've had great success out there, but, I mean, at this point.
I want to see you be a success at it.
I mean, but cost effectiveness for this, there's no, it just don't, the math don't add up. I mean, we would just be better off to pay the our personal guarantee, and I mean, there's not enough money in there to move all that back. I mean, we're building $178,000 homes, and there's just not enough.
Do you have a map of where the sewer lines and water lines lay?
We have a big plat. It's actually at the job trailer there, but.
And you say they don't lay within the road.
I mean, it's within probably six from the top of the curb. Top of the curb, it's probably the utilities are probably within 4 feet of that. The electric line and the sewer drain and all that is within probably 4 foot of the road that's there. I mean, you agree, Randy?
But there should still be enough room to get the road in to meet the standards, wouldn't it? There's no asphalt.
Are we talking about phase two?
I'm talking about phase three.
All right.
Not phase two.
We're talking about phase two, though, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the variance that you got here on this other deal.
Well, so variances, I thought it was on phase three.
Right.
I thought you were talking about phase three.
Well, I mean, I thought, I mean,
see,
I think
phase two, the road is already built, curb and gutter and got asphalt, right. All it lacks a finish and utilities there. Phase three, it's just basically roughed in. There's nothing, there's some utilities there, but
yeah,
depending on where they put the utilities, there should still be enough room.
I'd like to look at it. Yeah. I'd like to go out there and look at it and yeah. see before
there
we make a decision.
If we widen that road right there the way that these lots lay, if we did have to go to the 31-foot and move everything back, there wouldn't be enough room to build houses down there on that section. So
if you move one side of curb and guttering out to build the road, you'll lose your...
Correct, side. Yeah. And on the other opposite side of the road, there's a hill there, which, you know, the houses up there, but you actually will only have one side of the street. There would be houses on the one side. And I think the main purpose for the 31 feet is for emergency vehicles and you know, things of that nature to get in and out of there. But there's not lots on both sides of this area. You know, but the main thing is, I mean, we can talk about that later on, or you know, I mean, if we can do all of it at the same time, it'd be great. But you know, we're about to run out of lots there, and I mean, these are pretty.
Brandon, have you been out there?
Mm-hmm.
And you've seen that moving, possibly moving one curb is not quite good.
Yeah. My only question would be, we probably need to get with Frank, give him all the information, have him tell us. Frank's our county attorney. Have him tell us what we can do because of the BOA decision.
Yeah, that's a different kink in the whole thing. Yeah. It's this BOA decision plus the liability of making it less than what our standards are. There's a liability there if somebody gets hurt or something on that road. Emergency vehicle gets trapped in there, and hey, believe you me, that can happen. I was campaigning in one of those subdivisions and got pinned in. Couldn't get out one side or out the other. Had to go to houses to ask how to get out. So those kind of things do happen, and if it's an emergency vehicle, then you've got a real problem.
You think that was intentional?
That could have been. I don't think I carried that area real well.
You know, I think, sir, if you'd look at the subdivision and put eyes on it, you'd understand. I mean, we're not trying to pull the wool over. So, I mean, we just want to build the subdivision out, you know.
Yeah, this one's fine.
You want to let us go out there and look at it, schedule it?
I wish that you would, whether it's you or Randy or whoever, that goes and takes a look at it. Brandon had said that he had. And if we have questions, then if Frank also we need to pursue that.
We do. We need to get all our
ASAP.
Answers.
ASAP.
Really. And like I said, I hope it works out for you.
Well, I mean, it's kind of either way at this point for us. I mean, I think that it would be good for the work. We're creating jobs for people and housing, tax dollars. So we just want to do the right thing. But like I said, we felt like that we crossed all of our I's and dotted our T's before we bought this.
Yeah.
Who's the chairman on the BOA now?
Sean.
Sean Pingleton.
No, we don't have a chairman.
Oh, never mind.
Is this your turn?
The chairman recently resigned.
Oh, yeah.
So we really just have a vice chair currently.
Okay.
We're going to be electing a new chairman.
But I just wanted to ask him a few questions how this took place.
Yeah, but the whole, like I said, the whole 30-foot road driveway is all the back of streets and houses a little bit closer to there. So that was the only way that we could put any houses there.
Right. Why don't we do that and then reschedule this meeting that we're talking about as quick as possible, but we've got...
Will you set that up with Danny?
We've got a rather extensive week this week, so...
This week. Huh? Anything but this week.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how we could do it this week, but let
what?
Us go out and get
it. Right, it has to be this week.
Thursday.
What's wrong with today?
Thursday morning.
All right.
check my place.
And I'll go over there and look at that. And should I go ahead and run the whole situation by Frank?
Yeah.
Okay.
Frank needs all the information, even this. He didn't know about this that I knew of.
You're correct.
Because I visited with him one-on-one and see what he thinks about that, because he told me that he didn't think the BOA could make a decision on the roads, and they've affected the roads.
So we're going to look at it?
Yeah, and it'll be next week for sure. If we don't have
it. We all meet out there, or uh-huh. Do you need me out there? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. And Randy and...
They'll set it up with you if that's all right.
Yeah, sure.
Mr.
Well,
Ashley.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
And good luck with whatever we try to figure out here. I hope it's the best for you, but I want to treat everybody the same, and I don't want somebody coming back on me saying, well, you did this for him, and we've got the same situation.
I think a little bit of the difference is they've already got a road sitting there. I mean, there's a little bit of a different circumstance, but I understand you. Hey, Bob. I don't know who's in charge of your guys' website, but they might get the information updated.
I was thinking the same thing.
There's a board member missing off of it on P&Z. There's Board of Adjustments are showing.
Mr. Riss?
Thanks, Bob.
Did you talk with Eddie Wolf on this issue? He's the one who put that survey together. He needs to answer some questions. He's worked for the county ever since he's been here. Why he did this.
Mr. Riss, you have a contract for computer services for us?
Yep, that's what we got this time. It is was recommended by the commission to have a contract with the vendor that we're doing the storage solution with.
Okay.
The original document that kind of was just more of an overview of the services that they were going to provide really wasn't agreement. It just went over certain responsibilities, but... the county's attorney has kind of drew up our own contract with them that kind of covers a little bit more liability for us.
Excellent.
And
if he's looked it over and said that, well, I'm ready to.
He's already
move
yep.
forward here.
Did they fix that? I'm sure he caught it. Did they fix that one issue with?
Yeah, I think.
We can't talk about it. Or
look at number 6 there on his agreement.
It says
right there, we're authorized to release all information, requested. The other thing that I had him add in, just to make, because I knew it was a concern for us, given our track record with previous technology purchases we've done, is there on number 5. Notwithstanding anything the contrary in Exhibit A, no payment shall be due until the county's approved the equipment and services for which payment is requested. So,
move
no money's due until we sign off on being happy with it.
Move to approve contract for computer services by and between Taney County and AOS LLC.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve the contract as presented for computer services by and between AOS LLC and Taney County. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Thank you, sir.
You got it. Thank you.
Gentlemen, we have a proclamation in front of us. Regarding Childhood Cancer Awareness Week. Proclamation states, Whereas the American Cancer Fund for Children and Kids Cancer Connection Report Cancer is the leading cause of death by disease among U.S. children between infancy and age 15. This tragic disease is detected in nearly 15,000 of our country's young people each and every year. And whereas 1 in 5 of our nation's children loses his or her battle with cancer, many infants, children, and teens will suffer from long-term effects of comprehensive treatment, including secondary cancers. And whereas, founded more than 20 years ago by Stephen Firestein, a member of the philanthropic Max Factor family, the American Cancer Fund for Children and Kids Cancer Connection Incorporated are dedicated to helping these children and their families. And whereas the American Cancer Fund and Kids Cancer Connection provide a variety of vital patient psychosocial services to children undergoing cancer treatment at Children's Mercy Hospital in Kansas City and St. Louis Children's Hospital, as well as participating hospitals throughout the country, thereby enhancing the quality of life for these children and their families. And whereas the American Cancer Fund for Children and Kids Cancer Connections also sponsor nationwide Courageous Kid recognition award ceremonies and hospital celebrations in honor of a child's determination and bravery to fight the battle against childhood cancer. Now, therefore, the Taney County Commission, County of Taney, State of Missouri, does hereby proclaim the week of October 26, 2014 through November 1, 2014 to be Childhood Cancer Awareness Week. Gentlemen, is there a motion to approve the proclamation?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
The motion is made and second to approve the proclamation regarding Childhood Cancer Awareness Week. In testimony whereof, we have hereunto set our hands and caused to be affixed the great seal of the State of Missouri, County of Taney. The 6th day of October, 2014. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Gentlemen, the last order of business that we have today is our daily staff review. That is set for our commission conference room upstairs with staff.
We got an executive session. I got a couple of things I want to talk about on the personnel issue.
I would...
Do we have that before lunch or after lunch? I don't have my sheet with me.
It is before lunch.
It's not on there after lunch. Well, I can catch it some other time.
I would ask that we step into recess until we can get upstairs to handle next order of business.